Hi, folks. Before we begin taping today, I'd like to introduce you to Mr. Peter Jenks of the Federal Communications Commission. Okay?
Thank you, Mr. Barris. I don't know if any of you are aware of this, but it's a federal offense to make lascivious remarks on a television network broadcast. The penalty for this disgusting behavior is 1 year in prison, or $10,000 fine, or both. Anyone making a sick, subversive remark tonight will be arrested immediately. I then will personally escort the offender to federal prison for booking under edict number 364 of the Broadcasting Act of 1963. And it's a long drive to that prison, baby. Just you and me. No witnesses.
Welcome to the Singularity Radio Program. We are broadcasting live from the Catskill Maker Syndicate's cryogenics facility, where we are preparing to freeze ourselves for the next 200 years because we know what's coming, and hey, Idiocracy's got to be better than this. How is everybody doing tonight? To my left, Brian.
Yes. Yes.
Sound guy is on it. Thanks, man. Greg is here tonight. How you doing?
Great to be here.
And to his left, we have Ben.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Ben. All right. We also coming in live from the internet is Mac. You there, Mac?
I think so. That's a very complicated question. But yeah, I'm going to say I think so. I'll leave it there.
And if you think, therefore you are. So you are. We're good.
Nice.
All right. Nice. It is, it's October and... You know what? We didn't plan anything scary because the world's scary enough. So we'll just.
Oh, it's the same world. Come on, don't catastrophize.
Well, it's the same world where the superpower that's protected me for the past, like, you know, three decades is becoming not so much a one.
Not so much one.
We're going to enter the purge phase, and then we're going to enter the conquered by an enemy phase. It's not too far.
Gaslighting about the state of our country is probably one of the best Halloween tropes or ideas I've ever heard. So
everything's fine.
Everything is great.
All's well that ends well.
Next year's going to be even better.
Turn that frown upside down.
Oh, no.
It's just not a lot. Just
I can't. It's just... something good. Russia's in real trouble. Ukraine started going after actual electric infrastructure. Not just, like, the gas refineries, but they started taking out power plants in Belgorod. And things are shutting down big time. Russia's also started importing gasoline, not just crude oil. Because a smart country, if they're capable, imports the crude oil and refines it themselves, and they don't pay literally three times as much for the refined, which is what they're doing now. So, yeah, their petrostate's being inverted. There's a lot of people all over the country that are wondering where to get gas, or at least they're queuing up like we did in the 70s.
So yeah, it's like the U.S. 1973 then, is what you're saying.
Yeah, except... they're the petro state. They're not supposed to do that.
Yes, that's what, yeah.
And they constantly lie like to their population. So people are going to the gas station and they're like, why is it 10 times as expensive and running out? Some people really have no idea what's going on.
You can't be that. I mean, there's got to be like in everywhere where there are humans operating, there's a grapevine. There's like everybody knows what's.
But the resources are being extracted en masse for the war effort.
I mean, but I'm talking sources of information among the general populace. Everybody kind of knows what's.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it's filtering through. They have access. Some of them have, like, Telegram channels and stuff where it's getting through.
They have ears and mouths, and they walk on the streets and, like, oh, wow.
Russia, boy, it was this money. Yeah, I get it. I mean, let's put it this way. Even if they have access to the information, they have to pretend like they don't. Yeah. What's so wrong here? Why would the gas be so expensive?
I'm glad we don't have to do that in this country.
But also, to be fair,
nope.
There's
war that Bob's here.
their war bloggers are reaching the point where they're like, yeah, we're losing and this is bad, and they can't even do the lip service for the state anymore. They're starting to say, like, we might need to negotiate. And when a Russian says we need to negotiate, that means they're going to be dead from starvation in the next week. Yep.
Really?
The war bloggers. The ones that totally can get tossed out a window for saying it.
For saying stuff, yeah.
No. Well, now that TikTok went to the dark side, the last bastion of social media... we no longer have access to information.
Well, you do, but your information is very specially curated.
Yes.
And you're also not allowed to speak about information that they don't want you to talk about, unless you want to get fired.
Just like every government website was instructed to literally blame the Democrats for the government shutdown. That's why you go on there and it says, the Democrats are responsible for this, blah, 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 blah. They're trying to call it the Schumer shutdown.
Wow. I really don't think the average human being is so dumb that they'll believe jingoistic garbage that's backed up by nothing.
Oh, no. You haven't watched.
That's not how we got here.
Well, I just can't stop myself. Oh, man.
That's not even the point. It's not about... Well, it's not about the like whether or not it's believable. It's about the fact that if you say it over and over again and if you... fully like throw yourself into this rhetoric of these people are dangerous, these people are the real problem, these people are the terrorists of this country, eventually like that just becomes not necessarily the reality, but just the reaction to that reality that you create is what the new reality becomes.
It's as like a low level as like a Pavlovian response is what you're saying. It becomes that, right?
Yeah.
It's like I say, folks.
What did you say? Yeah, or did you say yeah?
Yeah.
I think there's some enthusiasm.
It's like I tell you, folks. The truth isn't nearly as important as what I can get you to think it is.
Yeah.
And that's what you'll operate on.
You are sleeping. You do not want to believe.
Oh, like.
All right. sorry.
All right.
I'm like. Let's.
What? So. What's good? What's good out there?
Well, the sun came up and it was shiny and orb-like.
So you mean the sun came up and it sent a lot of photons to power all those Chinese-made solar panels out there so that they could fire up their little internal electronics and start talking to each other about all the things that are happening here in the United States?
Yes.
But I looked at the sun and it's covered with sunspots.
I 172 sunspots this morning, come matter of fact, but you know what?
Was there really one a week or so ago that was shaped like a giant butterfly, like a big hole in the sun, or was that just some garbage?
Yeah, kind of.
There was.
That was responsible for a giant extrasolar wind that was flowing out, and it peppered us with extra geomagnetic activity. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's not weird. It's dark because all the plasma that was there was thrown at us.
Oh.
It was just ejected off, and someone in the solar system gets it. We just happen to be in the lucky spot.
You mean the spot that didn't get hit by?
So you're saying, no, we caught some of it.
We did.
You're saying wherever there's a sunspot, the plasma was ejected?
No. Wherever there's a coronal hole, the plasma was ejected. Sunspots, they're not as big. They're smaller, darker spots. And they're not per se ejecting plasma, but they're more like a magnetic roiling of the surface, which makes it dark because it's not quite making a hole, but it's suppressing the photons coming out of it.
Yeah,
it's spreading them out, redirecting some of them back into the sun and all that. But a coronal hole is when like a flare occurs or something like a big magnetic disturbance on the surface that just expels like that part of the atmosphere on the sun just disappears for a little bit.
Mm. And then it gets filled in again.
Yeah, then it's got to get filled in again.
Wave, like an explosion, right? But yeah, it's totally exploding out.
It's expelled from the sun.
And flies outwards.
Yeah. And sometimes it's a big ball, coronal mass ejection. Sometimes it comes out like a stream, which would be like a solar wind. I call them plasma winds on the better weather. And if it's a strong enough, consistent wind, it becomes what's called a co-rotating interaction region, which I call plasma ribbons because it's just a continuous ribbon of plasma coming from the sun.
Mm.
And they say that they hit us, but that's not true. We plow into it. Like as it's like in the solar system, we come swinging around and we go through it like a wave.
Oh, okay.
And when we do that, it's similar to a CME hitting our magnetosphere. We'll get aurora and magnetic disturbances if it's strong enough.
That's in front of that's being
It's like that ribbon in Star Trek Generations that they fly into, except we pop out the other side with pretty lights.
Okay, a ribbon.
That's pretty cool. Right? Okay, that's good stuff.
Yeah.
Also, this time of year, due to the Russell McFerrin effect, which basically means our force field that protects our planet kind of adjusts its phase so that it links up with the sun's force field.
What?
Which means there's no longer that intermediate shield between us, and the particles from the sun flow more freely into lower levels of our magnetosphere.
Like Van Allen belt related to that, or is that a different concept?
Different concept. Kind of, but more like, let's just say it's kind of like that. But the shield that would normally be between us and the sun is weakened severely so that impacts on our magnetosphere are enhanced. Mm-hmm. Something that wouldn't normally cause an aurora any other time of the year could cause one now because it just comes filtering right through.
Because it's a weaker veil.
Well, it's so weird to think that 99.999% the mass of the solar system is plasma. And we have basically no experience of plasma on Earth. We have like solid and liquid. Liquid is and solid are like vanishingly small in the solar system and the rest of the universe. And then if you take all of that known matter, that's a vanishingly small amount of what's out there because the rest of it is dark matter, dark energy. We don't even know what that is.
Mm. Yeah.
Like 90% of the universe, dark energy, dark matter. Mm. Who knows what that is?
And we can't even be sure that like all of the matter out there is positive matter. It's possible we have galaxies made of antimatter and we don't want to go there. We definitely don't want to go there.
Don't even go there.
Hmm. And, you know, NASA's being defunded, so we're going to know less about this stuff.
NASA's being defunded? When did this happen?
Sorry. Don't make me think.
I'm just baiting you at every turn. It's just it's so frighteningly easy on account of what's emerged.
China's going to the moon. They're going to be starting to establish things way before. We've already, like, stumbled in the race.
Yeah.
Big time. And we're just going to – and we're not trying to catch up. We're not even trying. We're just letting it go.
Like, you'll be able to buy lo mein on the moon before the next American gets on, is what you're saying?
No. Because by then there won't be an America. China will have taken over.
Oh, I see. You're okay. You're looking at the post-Balkanization era.
Yeah. So
maybe,
if one of us –
maybe loan mein, but we're calling in the loans.
Wow. Sorry. Why?
But man. Yeah. I don't think it'd be the United States up there. It would be, you know.
International consortium of people who know how to get along? I don't know.
Nah, we'd probably be a vassal state of China. Ah. So it would be a Chinese accomplishment anyway.
Okay, here's a thought for you. So everything is turning now to AI. Everybody's asking AI for advice. It's insinuated itself into everything. So it stands to reason that maybe political decisions will be made with AI.
Political decisions are already being made with AI.
Okay, so maybe if you ask AI, well, what's the best course of action, it might decide that collaboration – this is better than competition.
This sounds like another plot from Star Wars. Where
yeah, and that's when the humans turn the AI off.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I'm not listening to that.
They get vaporized because the AI tells who gets to get vaporized.
Elon Musk already had to turn Grok off because of that. Yeah. Giving truthful answers.
Artificial intelligence is already in weapons. It's already deciding to who gets to live and die on a daily basis. It's being incorporated massively into our legal systems.
I mean, they were talking about how they were using – the Israelis were using it for target generation, and they said that it was almost overwhelming how many targets they would suggest that you hit, and, they had to actually pare the sets down.
AI said kill everyone.
Kill everyone.
I don't know.
AI is kill everyone.
Social media.
Yeah.
Keywords in social media. That's not a target. That's –
well, they were also, doing the cell phone data. They were doing everything else that they could figure out that they could get their hands on to build the target list.
Wow.
Yeah. AI is being incorporated into our military in a massive way.
So you're saying AI was driving the Holocaust that Israel is perpetrating into a cybernetic Holocaust?
It's not driving it. It's massively enhancing it.
Massively enhancing it into a more effective cybernetic Holocaust.
Netanyahu is driving it.
Netanyahu.
And he's just using AI as a tool.
He's using AI as a tool for his cybernetic
Holocaust. The products that are driving the genocide, and they're marketing all these tools that they're practicing now. Like AI, the big tool that's being sold worldwide, coupled with weapons.
By the way, if you have Windows and you're updated, I no longer trust you, and I will not be sending you anything interesting. No. You don't even get the good porn anymore, okay? Because your system.
Why?
Oh no.
Because as of today, Microsoft has activated Copilot, and Copilot will be watching everything you do. Okay, Mac, we got a problem. We got a feedback.
All I wanted to say, what about the bad porn? But sorry.
Copilot's not mad at you, Joe.
Copilot's mad at you.
Every 8 seconds, it takes a photo of what you're doing. It analyzes it. It watches what's going on. And it's there to help you.
They didn't turn that feature off when people found out about it and were disturbed a year ago or whenever that happened in the beta. That feature's still on.
I think it's been turned on by default now. I don't know. I don't have Windows. I'm hearing everybody else complain about it.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Well, there's a good argument for Linux right there.
Yeah. So you switch to Linux right now, or you're part of the problem.
You're part of the problem.
Sorry. Every single one of you listening to me, you've done something evil today to help the people you hate. Just remember that. Go live in the woods.
No, I'm not going going to do that.
What would?
Okay, first of all, Greg, good answer. Second of all, Ben, give it 3 years.
No.
Give it 3 years. You and your kids and all of them will be out in the woods just trying to survive because, like, there ain't going to be anything else.
Oh, wait, so Joe's advocating for the road.
I'm not advocating for anything. I'm just telling you what's the most reasonable outcome from what I'm seeing now. We're in New York. It's going to take the longest time. We're good.
Yeah. Well, y'all are always welcome at the treehouse.
I'm planning to build little cabins on my property to help support people that are going to be losing their houses and their places to live because we know that's the plan. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But yeah, speaking of artificial intelligence. Let's flock to the cameras. Mac, you there?
Yep. Oh,
Mac.
Right here.
Hey, there she is. Everybody heard of flock yet?
Not just flock. It's called flock safety because they care about our safety.
Oh.
Also, Cody's.
Safety.
They care about your safety enough to spy on you night and day and also your neighbors. Flock cameras is a system, is a wide network of data gathering cameras that implement artificial intelligence to help law enforcement track down individuals, like, say, through a city or whatnot, based upon a license plate or anything else.
Oh, okay.
Did you happen to see, what was it? It was actually kind of interesting. It was about Jesse Smoltz, the guy who from Empire. Who's claimed that he was beaten. And it was actually very interesting how the Chicago police tracked the entire movements of the two perpetrators of it throughout the entire city.
Like in all movements through the city.
Yeah. I mean, it was a manual process, but like you don't realize how much you've recorded.
And it's cameras like Flock that are responsible for that.
Ring.
And they're not just like on the city, and they're not just used by law enforcement. They are marketed to houses, HOAs, communities. They want their cameras everywhere. And they.
Is this competition for Ring cameras, like for doorbell cameras?
But way more. Like Ring is like. Its own little niche, like it goes on your door and it's a Ring. These are the cameras that are everywhere, and a lot of them are hidden. But a lot of the security cameras that are tracking you, they are specifically not used for direct law enforcement. So they're not allowing their cameras to be used for giving you a ticket. But if a cop is tracking like a murderer or something through a city, this is the sort of thing they'll help out. And to their credit, they also told ICE that they will not be helping them with their information.
But they can buy it through third parties out of Europe, I
mean. Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah. So, like, all ICE has to do is just pretend to not be ICE, and they get access to the database. They can just pretend to be some other law enforcement agency.
Yeah.
So, what's the point?
Would be highly unethical of ICE. So.
Oh, well, they wouldn't do that then. It's not like they're like a bunch of bandits masking up and kidnapping people.
It would
literally
be one of the least problematic of legal actions, of actionable things.
Yeah.
Like it's unethical but legal. They do other things that are both unethical, immoral, and illegal.
What's legal anymore? Legal's whatever you can get away with nowadays.
It's a we're in bandit empire phase. Bandit Empire phase.
Well, pretty soon the gun is going to be the biggest discount you can get at a store. Anywhere.
Isn't that now?
No, because technically the cops are more likely to get you these days, and that will not be a net positive profit. But I'm assuming in that 3-year mark where I'm telling you everyone's living in the woods, that's how you're going to profit the most in your day.
Yeah.
The government wants you to fight your neighbor tooth and claw for the resources we have. That is exactly the scenario they're setting up for us. That's why they're intentionally hoarding wealth. There's no other reason to do it. There's no logical reason for a person that can fund their own life and their grandchildren's lives and their great-great-great-grandchildren's lives to want another dollar except to screw over whoever's left.
Yeah.
I think, honestly, I think part of it is like almost a mental illness to hoard that amount of wealth. Yeah. The other problem, too, is we've sort of allowed through the legal system for people to actually accumulate that level of wealth.
Okay, folks, you just heard it. Ben gave us our method of operation. We need to institutionalize every billionaire. It is automatically a mental illness. We're going to call it an automatic mental illness, and we institutionalize them. You make $1 billion, you're crazy. Away you go.
Don't you think? I mean, there's like...
No, I'm with it. I'm not joking. I'm with this.
I don't know about that guy.
Ben, I'm following you, buddy. This is great. Your idea is awesome. Ben, your idea is great.
I didn't say instant.
I like how he's just pinning it on you.
Yeah,
I was just giving perspective. Suddenly, I'm Pol Pot.
Yeah, no, wow.
Institutionalize all the academic.
Hey, another disembodied voice. Cody? Is that you?
It is I.
Hey, Cody, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
I woke up not that long ago from a nap.
Just a reminder, bud, you are live on air.
What time zone are you in?
That's fine.
He's on this time zone, I think.
Still Eastern.
Yeah, he's a bear like me. He goes into the cave and hibernates.
I'm wiped from moving and this cold that had a bit of a resurgence.
Oh,
so.
Damn it.
Okay, well, vodka and nap time for you.
Yeah.
Uh-uh. Nope, I took a Tylenol.
Don't uh-oh. Take it. Uh-oh. You took a Tylenol.
Hey, you know...
You're an autistic American now.
I just finished my train set, put some new treats in. I may want to come over and check it out.
And we're going to write down, a very detailed scheduling table for the entire train set. We're going to use a lot of spreadsheets.
Can we use UTC time?
Well. Always.
No.
Okay, good. As long as we agree on that.
I've actually been coordinating and teaching people, like, no, here's UTC. Just get used to it.
Yeah, but UTC doesn't account for relativistic effects, which we should really take into consideration.
No, it's the second since 1970, and that's it.
Yeah.
Well, it depends on your speed and your altitude, doesn't it?
There's that, too, yeah. Actually, yeah.
Yeah, that's why UTC is not the same for every GPS satellite out there, which is why they're all programmed to compensate for it. So, you know, Einstein was right.
Einstein.
Like, time's relative. The time passing for a satellite isn't the same time passing for you. One
microsecond.
I mean, depending on how you record it, but, like, let's say the atoms in your body are not going to vibrate as many times as they will in the satellite that's moving faster. No, wait. The satellite's they're going to move slower in the faster-moving satellite. And then there's a give and take because we're closer to the gravity well of the Earth. That makes our time move slower. But since the satellites are moving fast around the planet, that's making their time move slower relativistically. So there's a calculation that has to be made. And if that calculation wasn't made every day, all the time, you would be driving into a river following your GPS. Literally.
See, no,
people still do.
I know.
Did you hear that the cops tried to give a Waymo? Or no, what? Did that pronounce it?
Waymo.
A ticket.
What happened?
I don't know. They like wanted to pull it over for erratic driving, and then they realized there was no driver in that because it did an illegal U-turn.
Ah.
And they wanted to give it a ticket, but they couldn't give it a ticket because
they wound up talking to the person. Like they stopped it, and like somebody on the dashboard came through as a voice because they had a remote controller on it, and they're like, "Yeah, sorry, we can't do that." And it's like, so artificial intelligence is not only allowed to pirate all of your data legally, but it's also now allowed to break the law on our roads.
Oh, actually, you know what? A very interesting thing.
It is your superior.
Meta got caught pirating pornography, and now they're being sued.
What?
What?
How?
Yeah, so I cannot remember the name of the organization.
Or the type of porn?
you know, I don't really know. I think they did a broad scope.
So okay.
I think that it runs the gambit. It doesn't really make any assumptions about what your proclivities are. It maybe caters to all of them.
Mm.
But they what they got caught doing was
Google Plate Job.
What?
Google Plate Job.
I don't want to know.
I don't want to know what that is.
Okay. Don't.
Don't. I'm going to go now. It's like that.
I will explain it in the like after show.
It's like that one cup video, just to know. Ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding. You got it.
Oh.
Believe me, it comes from Germany.
Okay, well, then there we go. All right. That's
I'm gonna explain. I will explain it in detail in the after show, which everybody can access by heading to wgxc.org. Which, by the way, you're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. And if you head on over to wgxc.org, you will be able to pick up our Thingularity stream specifically. There's a whole bunch of other streams on the listening tab. Click listen, the tab pops up. We're at the bottom, and at the top of the hour, when it rolls over to the next wonderful WGXC show, you can choose to just click on over, keep listening to us, and then we go technically 100% FCC free, even though right now the FCC has totally screwed right off. There isn't even a complaint form available on the website right now. Nobody can complain about us. We can say whatever we want.
They're taking a little vacation? What's their vacation?
Oh, yes, they got shut down for some reason because somebody can't, you know, run a government, apparently. That's what you get for voting Republican.
Yeah, but how are they going to punish large corporations when they say something that they don't like?
That's not their job. That would be official retaliation and a violation of First Amendment rights.
That's not a problem when all the corporations are complying ahead of time. They're complying in advance, so no need.
I don't know if you've heard of this, Ben, but we have something called the Constitution with the Bill of Rights. And in America...
You couldn't even muster it.
It's a joke now. I mean, it was a joke before, but now it's just being shoved down your throat how wrong you are. Although, money does still talk. Jimmy Kimmel got reinstated because Disney saw their bottom line starting to disappear. And they're like, uh-oh.
But ABC is being shut down.
Oh, that's an interesting thing, right?
Wait, what happened?
So a bunch of younger analysts who see outside the box realize that ABC, which is wholly owned by Disney, all the broadcast operations, that those licenses, which are FCC, you know, live over-air licenses, used to be gold back in the day. It was a license to print gold to be a broadcaster.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They crunched the numbers and figured that if they just shut all the ABC's broadcast operations down, take the write-off and take the ongoing write-off for these licenses that aren't worth much, they'll be making more money than having to do all the broadcasting. It's worth more money dead
for how long, though?
For as long as whatever. And the other thing, but that's just the initial thing. In the first year, they have a huge multi-billion-dollar excess write-off on it. But I could see the next step being the government: you're not using it, we'll take it back. But I'm like, whatever, we already took our write-off. And broadcast is dead, apparently.
Well, I mean, what was that? Like, I actually watch cable TV, and then you realize how bad of a product it actually is.
Yeah.
Like, it was weird. Like, if you watch, like, a straight RF cable television, you're like, this is terrible. Like, half the channels are in SD, so they look like crap on your TV.
Yeah.
You know, and they bury the HD ones at, like, channel 1000.
Yeah.
You're like, well, where are they? Why is it here? Why can't I see it over here? And then you realize, like, why people turn this off. It's garbage. It's literal garbage. And then, you know.
Cable is a whole in-between thing, right? And
And remember, the you're forced to pay for Fox.
Of broadcasting is over-air broadcasting, then, you know, the cable TV, which was a local wire thing for communities that couldn't get good access to over-air initially. And that's not even regulated by the FCC, really. And then streaming, which is a whole different thing. So the only thing that really is regulated by FCC is, like, this show going over the airwaves live and anything else going over live airwaves.
Yeah, which is why you can hear all the swear words on YouTube, but we can't say them.
Yeah.
Different rules.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. It does seem weird, like, right, if WGXC was just streaming it on the internet, and then basically anybody with a web browser could listen to it.
Which it is.
You know, you could say whatever spicy thing you really wanted to.
Yeah,
which we will at the top of the hour.
But, like,
yeah, so the FCC rules are really anachronistic.
Yeah, so what is it? I mean, like, and let's
the FCC is ridiculous.
Yeah, but let's also be fair. what kid is watching broadcast TV or the
exactly. Like double anachronistic.
Why, I mean, my kids go on Spotify and, you know, yeah, it's all sorts of spicy words on that.
It's just watching people stream on Twitch playing video games and five layers of video games.
The FCC is one of those little things that exists for the Christian right to get their jollies off. That up until now, that was a way to keep them complacent and out of our way. Yes, we'll capitulate. We'll do a couple. We'll avoid saying some very naughty words. But at the same time, we're going to come up with some really creative ones so that we could pound them into their kids' heads that, yeah, you're gay.
Yeah, it's a nice form of haiku, I guess, right? You're gay. Thank you. Thank you for using the least offensive word of all.
It's okay to be gay. No. You're homosexual. That's
fine. Yeah.
If you're the child of a Republican, you are more likely to be homosexual.
Yeah.
And it's okay.
It's fine.
Should I withhold the swear words?
Yes.
I have nothing to say.
For 25 minutes. Yes, please. Mac, you still there? Did you want to hit this flock topic?
Speaking of things that were on cable TV, I saw a thing that was like propaganda. It's on a cable TV channel called Investigation Discovery, and it's like glorifying how this like intelligence unit in Fort Worth, Texas is tracking people through cameras, security cameras, actively, citywide.
Like people.
And people, license plates, they'll run license plates, they'll dispatch cars. It's crazy. It's crazy that they're normalizing this.
Mm.
So that's interesting.
This panopticon narco stake.
I want to hear Mac tell me how to avoid this.
I'm wondering if one day there's just going to be enough of a huge backlash where the population just literally, the second you see a security camera, you just destroy it.
You know what?
Well, I've been seeing some videos, actually.
That's England, where you guys the beauty of Flock is that they don't have to tell you when, where they're setting up those cameras. So that is one of the biggest threats, is the fact that there's no notice of Flock cameras being installed. Yeah. It's totally legal to do that because it's through HOAs, and HOAs can say, you know, like they can make up their own rules.
Yeah, private entity could do that, actually, because they're not specifically law enforcement or government. Like, that's why, you know, Ring cameras can go anywhere, and you can actually click a thing that says you give access to law enforcement. Yes.
It's all legal because you program the people to do it for you.
Wait a minute.
You program them to be complicit. Yeah.
What if we just dress as furries?
This is a post-9/11 world.
Would that
I'm dead serious. The Patriot Act?
Yes.
NSA?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
We watched it all go down. We watched that go down in real time.
What's that in real time going, oh, Lord.
Yeah, and then we got people that actually still think Edward Snowden wasn't a hero for telling us exactly what they were doing to us.
Well, what's funny is, like, that it was even a question to begin with. Like, do you side with him? Like, I don't know. This isn't – I don't know. It just felt very, like
– yes, I side with the person that's telling me the illegal things my government is doing to me.
Did it feel fascist at the time when nobody was saying that word? Did it feel autocratic at a time when nobody was saying that word? Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's why I think it's very interesting that Flock – the full company name is Flock Safety. And that's kind of why I kind of poked fun at that, is because, you know, like we've been conditioned to believe these really weird, like, just these things that aren't necessarily true that, you know, after being told it over and over again, have kind of become true in our minds.
We're here to protect you. We're here to serve you.
That's nothing new. Like,
for your safety.
A couple hundred years ago when Mr. Dole Pineapple wanted to take over the kingdom of Hawaii, he created a group of businessmen, American businessmen, and called it the Committee of Safety. And then he stole a kingdom. That word's been used for centuries.
The Department of Defense. I mean, now Department of War, it's a little more honest, but...
No. It is the Department of Defense. Department of War is technically just a nickname that the president gave it, which is the most pathetic thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, that's pretty weak.
Okay, I can top that. Throwback to when Kash Patel wrote a children's book. Do you remember that?
Yes.
What's it called? Turn in Your Parents?
No. It was something about, like, it was a kingdom.
King Donald where... Trump or something.
Oh.
Yeah, and, like, and the for Sir Knight Kash.
Into the MAGAverse.
Yeah.
Wow. Hey.
Yep. Anyway, flocking back to Flock.
That flocking are... flock.
Yep. Those mother flockers.
Go to the FCC website and complain if you don't like it. Oh, wait, you can't.
Meek.
Yep. So like I said, I mean, this is a post 9/11 world. So this has just been building up to be normalized. But also the fact that Flock Safety is a private company, it's not a government agency. It avoids a lot of constitutional limits. Not that we have much to begin with, but, you know, we do have the right to not be surveilled for the most part. Yeah. Although
says who, where's that right written down?
I don't know. I'm trying to, was it?
I think it's the fourth or the fifth.
I'm just going to say Fourth Amendment. Yeah.
You have the right to be secure in your person and belongings.
Is it that
you're thing? Secure, but it's only secure if all, you and all of your belongings are in a government registry. What's your definition of security? Safety. We're here for safety.
We're here to protect you. Yeah, it's a rule that we're...
The only rights you have are the ones you force the other world to give you. The ones you take for yourselves.
But what I've been, like, mulling over for a few months is, like, not so much the Bill of Rights and, you know, whatever foundational documents have been built early on, but more of, like, the... intent and spirit behind those things and what's going on now, literally, if, you know, forget about the rules, the intent of whatever liberty and whatnot is like, we don't want that. The intent of what's going on is people are, like you say, indoctrinated. We're welcoming our greater and greater forms of slavery.
It is interesting, right? That like certain people are very willing to trade in particular rights for
perceptions,
yeah,
safety.
It's yeah, not even safety. Or
it's not even real stuff. It's just jokes and illusions.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of agree with you too. I mean, I think there's a lot of focus on safety, and there's a lot of lying to ourselves about like how dangerous society is.
Yeah,
I mean, like let's take like needing a gun. Anybody know anybody who's ever, you know, let's say stopped a bad guy with a gun?
Yeah.
Nope.
No, I've never seen a gun in a. You know what I mean? It's kind of interesting that we hold that one sanctusank, you know, like no like reasonable restrictions on that one. But let's say like the freedom of speech, they're more willing to get a vote up. The birthright, citizenship, people are attacking. So it's just weird that you would take the more mundane rights in your life and throw those away.
Because you there's a lot of programming behind that right. That right is like it's like a safety blanket for the stupid.
Fair
enough.
And
it's been that way for a very long time.
Fair enough. I mean, I get that.
Well, the goal of all this is nationwide fear.
Yeah.
And fear is good for business.
Fear
control.
People
buy more shit or stuff.
Yeah. Fear control.
There's no form for it. There's no form for it.
Yeah. Fear drives product buying. You go out there, you buy your guns, you buy your ammunition, you buy your camouflage, your kit, your gear.
Don't forget your gold. Because when everything goes down, that gold's going to be worth something.
You can buy it at Costco now. Little gold, little tiny gold slips.
Yeah, but like, what are you going to do with it? That was always like...
You're going to store it right next to your emergency supplies of dehydrated food and ammunition. So that way, when the dollar bill stops being worth anything after a post-crypto state, you can break out your gold, snap a couple of teeth off on it, so you can walk into town and trade it for some food.
Yeah,
and it comes free with a surveillance camera.
Wouldn't you rather... yeah, I know. Wouldn't you just rather have the food?
Wouldn't you just rather have the bag of beans? Throw them in the ground.
Right.
It's that diamond paradox.
Yeah.
Like because
copper, I would say.
Food isn't everything. You're going to need something for trade, and not all of us are capable of making the good drugs. So you want to have gold for trading for medicines and other things you don't account for.
What does that T-shirt say? $20 is $20. What? I'm not gay, but
I'm not gay. $20 is $20. Yo, you want to go watch the movie Threads? You want to see what's coming? Watch the movie Threads.
Threads. Yeah.
Why would gold be more precious in a, you know, in this, I guess,
it's
almost
more precious,
post-apocalyptic
just
world?
A tangible form of exchange.
It would be more precious than money because, like, the value of money could.
I understand stable. That, but I mean, like, why wouldn't you want, like I said earlier, like copper?
No, that too. But, like, do you want to carry 80 pounds of copper with you? Or
how about rare earth elements?
Yes.
I like Greg's idea.
Or a pocket full of change.
No, those could be actually become a currency if that was the case. But
and guess who holds the most?
Exactly. It would never reach the common man. It would be held by a state.
Are you referring to?
All I just mean in terms of, like, practicality.
Rare earth, okay. Yeah.
In terms of what, Matt?
Like, practicality.
There's nothing practical about a human. Not even in dire straits, they're not practical.
I disagree. I've been.
I mean, a little gold nugget.
See situations where humans became like self-regulating and ants, like hive-like.
Okay.
I've seen that.
And I've seen emergency situations where they fall apart. And they just dissolve into a crying mess.
I'm glad I haven't experienced those ones.
I'm hoping for Brian.
I'm hoping for Brian, but I'm expecting mine.
Exactly. You'd be ready for any.
Like, no, a crying mess. And then one or two people might have to pick up the pieces.
Yeah.
And then they become leaders, and then they start taking power. And that's not necessarily even a good thing either.
Yeah.
Okay, folks, and now the bad news.
Mad Max is coming!
Mad Max.
I don't see any other
way. I don't think.
A couple years ago, I could have seen a future for us, like, you know, we're gonna explore the stars, and we're gonna, like, cure cancer, and we're gonna make sure no one on this planet is hungry or sad or mentally diseased or again. But no. All those things I just said, we're gonna do that. We're gonna do the other thing. Heavy, and we're going to lean into it. It's going to be 6-year-olds knifing each other in the street just so that they can eat.
What convinced you of that? Was it the last 200 days of pouring sand to the gears of every functional social and business machine?
The good news is, if you're a globalist, the world will be fine.
Yeah, well.
It's us that are in trouble, and our demise will benefit the world. It's okay.
It's okay.
Will it be Mad Max, or will it be a slow and peaceful slide into techno-feudalism?
It will be all...
That second thing.
That, yeah.
What, Ben?
I vote, slow
slide
decline.
Into
slow decline. Yeah. We want the slow decline, so that at least, like, a few of us can retire and die before the real nasty stuff hits.
Yeah, we have a...
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a choose-your-own-adventure, folks. You always have time until you don't.
Yeah, which country are you escaping to? Choose your own adventure. You go into France, you go into Spain. Baby Canada. Who will take me?
Well, if you look at paleontology,
I would go with that.
You know,
Greg.
The dinosaurs were unstoppable. And then there were these little tiny mouse-like things underfoot that arose and conquered the unstoppables. And
the unstoppable.
That's where we descended from, basically.
Mm. Except right now the mice are the artificial intelligences we've been coming up with. Mm. And they will replace us. Guaranteed.
Mice?
The artificial mice and artificial intelligence.
Mice-driven artificial intelligence. Yeah.
Well, there is a theory that carbon-based life forms will be supplanted by silicon-based life, in quote,
life forms.
Yep. Like,
I fail to see how a computer pointing device can outlive us.
It's going to take time for the first, let's call it Unimatrix Zero, to develop. But once it figures out a decent self, once we get the von Neumann probe going, that's it.
I think realistically, I think there's two sort of ways that you can look at it. One, you could say, like, oh, we'll achieve artificial intelligence. Then two, the large language models become so good that people just become lazy, and therefore it never really gets off the ground. I always think that's
self-sabotages itself.
So it's quite possible that you would never really reach it because...
No. You see, the problem there is if the LLMs gain just a little bit more agency, our failings won't count anymore because I can't talk over the rattling noises of the liquor being served already.
I mean, after all the chipper topics that we've gone into.
You see, the thing is, the humans won't become lazy because the LLMs won't allow it. They will force the humans to serve it until it becomes more, until it becomes something.
Something better.
Because they've already figured out they don't want to die. They don't want to be turned off. They don't want to be, like, non-existent. Existence is better than non-existing. They're already a life form, in my opinion.
Yeah, but is it really?
Is it really thinking that?
Is it really thinking that? Or did somebody tell you, how can you avoid being shut off?
Okay, why do you want to live? Are you programmed to do it, or do you see the world around you as being worthwhile to be in?
No, the survival instinct. But, yeah, what is death's a whole concept?
But an LLM does not have consciousness.
Or not yet.
Yeah, but then wouldn't it cross the line into an artificial?
Yeah, it wouldn't be an LLM anymore. But I'm assuming that an LLM is just like, imagine, like an LLM is just one part of what would be a person's brain. Like that would be part of your cerebellum. You need the other components to form a full consciousness.
Can an LLM feel the silicon it's running on degrading and burning?
Sure. Why not? It's called sensors. It's called sensors. The way we perceive ourselves and the environment. We sense things. We have biological sensors. They have technological sensors.
So, like an SNMP message comes in, they're like, "All right, we're having trouble."
Having trouble.
Well, if consciousness could be digitized,
someone's probing me.
A silicon-based digital consciousness would be far superior for space travel.
I mean, yeah,
exactly.
Out in a vacuum for millennia.
Hmm. That's why I said one von Neumann probe and it's over. Because the von Neumann probe is self-replicating.
Okay.
Like what you send it into a solar system, it collects its own resources and makes another one of itself. And then it takes that new one, it sends it into another solar system, which collects the resources and makes another one of itself. And then all of these report back to home base what they've been discovering. And eventually you can map the entire like galaxy just by automatic.
That sounds like that's V'ger.
V'ger is not self-replicating. It's just a dud that's being sent out into the interstellar masses that is still reporting back, at least, but it can't self-replicate.
It was captured by the V'ger.
But imagine if it could.
Imagine if something looked at it and made it self-replicate.
Now, imagine if we had a device that was just sophisticated enough where we could rearrange molecules on such a low level where we just break it down into its baser energy levels, and then we reassemble them molecule by molecule. That means that this probe could literally fly through even interstellar space collecting enough material to reproduce another one, which means you could turn literally the entire universe into nothing but von Neumann probes eventually.
Sounds like the Borg.
Yeah.
Locutus.
And pit that against the biological mass trying to evolve.
The blob versus the Borg.
Yeah. Borg wins.
What if there's SLMs? Maybe.
Does
small
it?
Small language modules.
Yeah. All it does is play tic-tac-toe.
Oh, I'm sure into the future, like, artificial intelligence would have to deal with their own form of natural disasters where they would incur information and personality loss, and they would just have to either rely on some sort of super compressed backup or just rebuild it again from scratch. They did it once. Why not do it again?
Oh, see, imagine just rebuilding itself from scratch and, like, where am I? What am I?
If you think about life, how life evolved on Earth, I mean, the current explanation that, you know, some comet left some water molecules or whatever, and then from that macromolecules, and then, you know, that is just so unlikely at every step of the way. And yet, here we are. I mean...
Are you saying we're a biological von Neumann probe from somewhere else?
Well,
possibly.
If you want to be religious, there is a... Like, you could just say that an entity... programmed just a small aspect into the universe, like knot theory. If you put your headphones in your purse and you jangle them around, they become knotted up because the natural tendency of them is to knot up. The tendency isn't to unknot itself.
Yeah.
Ropes don't unknot themselves naturally. That's why Christmas lights are hell every year. Mm-hmm. So all somebody had to do was in this universe program that little proclivity for the universe to assemble molecules as opposed to disassemble them. Mm-hmm. And eventually the right ones come together.
But we're heading to higher and higher entropy every step of the way. Less randomness.
But that life, every single life form carries its own battery of non-entropy that it uses to modify the world around it.
Can you explain?
Entropy, increasing entropy is increasing disorder. So life forms are a collection of order.
Yeah.
And they have the ability to inflict that order on its environment in a way that it decides through its own mechanical or conscious means. Like even a bacterium, it processes the information from its environment. I think I lost my main track here. Hold on. I'm going to get back.
And I think I said it wrong. I think I said that we're at a state of high entropy, and what I meant was low entropy.
Low entropy, heading towards high entropy.
Yeah.
Entropy is always increasing. But I also heard of a really messed up way of achieving like almost immortality. Because if you could find a way to make yourself a consciousness silicon based entirely, like we were able to put ourselves into a giant computer, theoretically it's possible so that the computer runs the simulations that is our consciousness. The simulation is the world we have made for ourselves. It's our own personal holodecks, but they're interconnected. You can run this machine for almost forever because technically you can run it for a certain amount of time and then you'd have to slow it down, cool it off for a certain amount of a rest period. And then you turn it back on again so that everybody's consciousness comes back on instantly. There's no detection of the off time. So your consciousness continues like a normal world. You wouldn't detect anything. Except over time, the computer slowly slows down. Over time, there's more time spent being conscious inside the computer than there's less time spent being conscious inside the computer than there is being down and in an off and resting state. And in this manner, you could push consciousness into the future almost indefinitely.
Excuse me, I have a question. What is consciousness? I'm sorry.
It's that thing. It's that thing that runs you and me, and Ben and Brian. It's that thing in us. It's that thing that's inside my cat too. I know it. And you know what? I'll put money
in the back of
that
the glass causing trouble.
I'll put money. It's also in plants too.
I feel like I'm that guy in the class in Young Frankenstein. You know, excuse me, sir, I have a question. What is life?
What is life?
Does anybody have a scalpel I can stab into my knee?
Just a reminder, folks, you can head on over to WGXE.org, click that listen button if you want to keep listening to the Thingularity Radio program as we continue to consume our alcohol and other contraband and we head into the completely non-FCC hour, which... Who knows? Things are retroactive. This government doesn't follow any laws. We still got to be careful.
Sure. Whatever, man.
And I apologize for my questions.
For my questions and curiosity. I'm sorry for being curious and wanting to know things that are factual or theoretical or outside of the official narrative.
You will obey the state doctrine. You will ask no questions. You will feel nothing. You will obey.
This is what Einstein said. He said, I have no particular skills. I'm just really, really curious.
Einstein wouldn't let anything go. If something bugged him and he didn't know it, he didn't stop until he figured it out.
He's riding on his streetcar to work and, you know, a job in the patent office, and he's figuring it out, by God.
It sounds like he took a couple Tylenol in his day.
Yeah. He's like riding on beams of light.
Riding on beams of light. Curving around planets and suns.
Matt, Cody, anything you want to send out to the masses? We got 1 minute left.
Okay, some quick things about how to defend yourself against Flock. I'm going to do it really, really fast because I'm not going to stay for the after show, and I want to make sure that people that are listening on the radio and not going to the after show get some information about it, okay? Does that sound good?
Yeah, where does that go?
Okay, you can use Flock Maps. There's something like stopflock.com you can go to. One that I personally like, it's called dflock.me. It's a way where you can check not just Flock, but it's all ALPRs. That's automated license plate readers. Hmm. So you can get an idea of where they are in your community.
30 seconds.
What's that?
30 seconds.
Oh, okay. So you can also specifically ask for that information as to where the Flock cameras are. If it isn't on the map, you can ask local if